Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the great love and goodness we have in you, that you have rescued us out of this world, out of the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, looking to the things of this world. And we thank you because in you we've got everything pertaining to life. So we can really just rejoice and be strengthened on a daily basis to run the race, just like the sun, fulfill the destiny, the purpose you have for us this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. Don't keep hoarding for yourself earthly treasures that can be stolen by thieves. Material wealth eventually rust, decays, and loses its value. Instead, stockpile heavenly treasures for yourself that cannot be stolen and will never rust, decay, or lose their value. For your heart will always pursue what you esteem as your treasure.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we look at this and we know we've been there. We were once just in the flesh, just looking at our natural parents and mankind for answers and life, and it brought us to the place of despondency, because that God created vacuum was not filled. And then we called on the Lord. You knocked on our heart, you called us, and we responded by saying yes, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Since then it's just been glory to glory, because we've come to our eternal home and the eternal plan that you have for us, because we are your workmanship. Mankind, each and every one of us is your idea, and you got wonderful works for us every day. Every day we enjoy it, and that's why your mercies are new every day. So every day just gets better and better as we grow in the pure spiritual milk, in the great love, and we experience the plan, the purpose that you have for us, because our days were written while there were yet none of them, and now we're experiencing it on a daily basis. So thank you for the joy of fellowship here, a beautiful quiet time fellowship with you in the morning, but then also in the day you are a living reality. Thank you. We are raised with you, and we are now thinking of the heavenly things. As your word says, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because our life is hid with Christ in God. We're in the secure, beautiful, free love that is in Christ, in the Father, surrounded. Amen. In you, we live and move and have our being. And thank you for that. No longer in Adam, no longer in darkness. We can be conscious of you at all times. And as long as we are conscious of you, we have perfect peace, and the love and the joy and the goodness just shines forth in our lives, Lord. So just keep us in this place of having a mindset on you, that we can enjoy your peace through being blessed with every spiritual blessing, having your favor in every way, everything pertaining to life and godliness. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name, this day and every day. Amen.
Amen.